Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump doesn't have a record in office. That's one reason he's free to say almost anything.
Trump does have a record in business, and now we've learned a little more of what that record is.
A federal judge yesterday unsealed hundreds of documents. They're from a lawsuit brought by former students of Trump University. They offer a detailed look at how the school with Trump's personal brand tried to sell students an education.
Michael Isikoff of Yahoo News is reporting on this, and he's in our studios. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
So is NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro. Good morning, Domenico.
Good morning, Elsa.
So, Michael, we're going to start with you. What has made Trump University so interesting to you?
Well, first and foremost, he's being sued for fraud in three separate cases, two in San Diego, one in New York. And these are ongoing even while he's been running for president. He had to sit for two depositions during the campaign season in December and January. Nobody knew about them until months later. And he's facing an upcoming trial in one of these cases. The judge has set it for November 28th. So this could be one of the strangest presidential transitions in history if Mr. Trump were to win, because the first thing he'd have to do is sit on trial as the defendant in a case accusing him of fraud.
Well, let's talk about what's in the documents. Domenico, you spent a lot of the afternoon on Twitter just sending out little bits of these documents. Yeah. What are they exactly?
Well, these are so-called Trump University playbooks. They really showed sophisticated sales tactics, really aggressively trying to get people in the door for 90-minute seminars, get in their way of leaving, identify people with the most liquid assets. They were identified by class, four classes of who's got the most money and cash. They said, don't use 401ks as something that counts toward their assets, because
who's got money that can write a check now?
Who's got money they can write a check now, exactly. Slow them down before getting to the door, get between them and the doors, create urgency with so-called $500 off coupons, and have answers to objections from everything from, I have to talk to my wife, to I don't want to get into more debt. They're convinced that the only way that they can do better in their investments is to do it the Trump way.
Is this fraud?
Well, I'm not a legal expert, so this is obviously going through trial, but I can tell you that politically and ethically, morally speaking, this doesn't look a lot like a university that most of us went to, more like something like a sales seminar or a time, like some kind of way that you might get talked to at a timeshare event. And politically, when people look at this stuff, they're going to have to draw a judgment. There are definitely some questions here on just what kind of tactics do you want employed by somebody who's the president of the United States.
If there were false claims made, can Trump be personally tied to them?
Yeah, he is a personal defendant in these cases. And it's very clear from the documents that it all revolved around Donald Trump. These were classes to teach you to learn the real estate tricks of Donald Trump. Courses were to be taught by Donald Trump's hand-picked instructors. Now, that's been an issue because in one of those depositions, Trump was confronted with the names of those hand-picked instructors and even a photo lineup, and he was unable to identify them. He had to admit that actually he hadn't picked these hand-picked instructors.
What's Trump say about all this?
He says that most of the students who attended Trump University were satisfied. They'd filled out questionnaires indicating they were, and that's really the bulk of his defense. Now, that's being challenged because clearly the plaintiffs, and these are class action lawsuits, the two in San Diego, have a very different view. They say these questionnaires were somewhat pro forma, and that the real fraud, and that's their allegation, took place later when they signed up and plunked down up to $35,000 for these mentoring classes by those Trump instructors and got little, if anything, for it.
Now, yesterday, Trump held a press conference to address another issue, whether he did or did not make donations to veterans charities. Does the average person care? Should the average person care about this issue?
Well, look, Trump clearly said he should get credit for this. He said it was $5.6 million that he raised. But the fact is, when reporters started digging into this, they saw that a substantial number of these checks, including the $1 million that Trump himself had written, didn't come until he started getting questioning by the news media about where the money was.
$6 million. It seemed to be way short of that, and then the money started being produced.
Yeah, and the same day that the Washington Post interviewed him asking him where's the money is the day he wrote that $1 million check.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, NPR has confirmed at least $4.3 $1 million of the $5.6 million. And NPR researcher Barbara Sprunt actually yesterday called all 41 groups on the list that Trump released yesterday. She got in touch with 31 of them, 30 confirmed receiving money. But half that money, $1.9 million, was donated in the past week or so. That includes the $1 million from Trump to the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation. Only made that donation May 24th, which is days after the Post first published its story digging into where the money had gone from that fundraiser.
Michael Isikoff, do you feel you know Donald Trump any better today?
Not really. I think there's a lot we still have to learn about Donald Trump.
Okay. Michael Isikoff is the chief investigative correspondent, is that right, for Yahoo News?
Yes, thanks for coming by.
I really appreciate it. And NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro joined us as well. Thank you very much.